the basin in the old bayou. Find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Tony.
Anyway, welcome to Kane Radio, FM Band 107.5 and AM 1240's Fishing and Hunting Show. And as always, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And you know, Rick, these are the fine people, the reason we're here this morning.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to our sponsors, Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, the Quarter Tavern, and Cleco.
And if you'd like to give us a call, of course, the number is 367-1240. That's 367-1240. You can also listen to us online at www.kane1240.com anywhere in the world. And if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You may also listen to Kane on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victus Cafeteria, which is open.
Yep.
And Rick, freshwater, saltwater fishing was shaking, my man.
Tony, we made a little trip. Like I told you last Friday, we did very well. And went back Sunday, and we caught half of what we caught Friday. I said, well, Something's not right. The water was a little dingier because the water was rising is actually what it was doing.
Uh-huh.
But it makes a big difference. Anyway, the basin is on the rise, so that's going to shut them down. Unless you got a secret spot with a pullover or something. But right now, rather than that, the basin's not going to be good until she starts falling again. And the lake, I heard, they're catching a few brim. And we were catching some nice sockeye also, Tony, in the basin. But like I said, and then you got a little saltwater report. I'll let you talk about that. But, you know, and as far as for Henderson, I hadn't heard too much, and we'll talk about that later, too. They're fixing to draw that lake down. And but, like I said, Tony, into the basin, I was doing real good in the basin, but now she's back on the rise, so that's going to slow it down for a while.
Well, with the basin, like we said, Rick, we'll talk about the Henderson drawdown. There's a few other lakes, too. They do that.
Now, right.
You've seemed to feel they do that on an annual basis over a period of years.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Anyway, speaking of saltwater fishing, too, and all, you just got to find clear water. And with all the basin being high, Rick, you know, as I do, that the water's got to drain. And it's coming into the bay in those regions, and it's just creating murky water. People are finding some success. You've got to find the clear water around Marsh Island, a little past Marsh Island, and Tiger Shoals. They're catching some nice specks. So it's just finding some of that clear water until that water comes down in the basin.
Right.
You're just not going to find much, but you can always catch the redfish. You know,
it's hanging, Tony. It'll go to 12, 11, 10. Now it's going to spike back up, I think, to almost 12. So, like you said, until that basin comes down. Usually the bay will start getting good, Tony, when you start hitting 6, 7 feet, 8 feet. You know, it gets better and better as it comes down.
Yeah.
But now it's on a spike. So we just have to wait and see. Yeah.
Yeah, and it just takes a while for the water to clear out, too. You know, it's just not going to happen overnight with the tides and everything else. So, hopefully, knock on wood, with the storms, you know, that brings all kind of water and it stirs it up. So it's
and with all the rain we've been having, right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's just
crazy, man.
Just an anomaly. You know, it's just the rain. It's just
yes, sir.
And I've seen it rain like this before. I can remember one summer. It just seemed like it rained every day. But anyway, there's got to be a reason for it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you know, Rick, with that, we're talking about the river stage, you know, and it's right now it's hovering right between 10 and 11, if my memory serves me right.
It's going, spiking up,
Yeah, moving that upward trend. And, you know, we talked about the drawdown on Henderson Lake, and that basically is to get rid of all the hydrilla and all the green and everything else.
Yeah, the hydrilla's real bad.
Yeah, too. I haven't seen it. You know, the Henderson Lake, as you drive over I-10, you can see
it. Yeah, as they draw it down, you'll really be able to see it. You're right.
Anyway, but they've also doing it at False River. They're doing it at Black and Clear Lake, you know, and that's just all over the state. You
and
see,
you know, Tony,
down.
Believe it or not, a bird can carry a piece of grass, and people may say, you know, that's crazy. But usually that's how it happens, because you can have a pond and don't put a fish in it, And I guarantee you in 2 years you'll have fish in that pond.
Oh, I hear you.
Because birds, they walk around, you know, and they get the eggs on their legs, and then they travel, and they swim, and they walk in the water. And because in our pond, we never stocked it with garfish, and I noticed the other day I've got a few garfish in there.
Oh, really?
I got to get them out. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's how they get in there. But anyway.
Yeah, and you're right, Rick. It's amazing. You know, if it's a big enough pond, you know, you'll attract, you know, birds and all to feed and bathe and everything else, and they bring.
And then with all of this rain, Tony, we had a about every 4 years, if we get a lot of rain, I have a gator problem. Of course, we're close to every island, not far from the island, so about every 4 years we'll get a gator. So I'm looking for one to pop up anytime. You know, with all the rain, they get in the ditches and whatnot, and you know they follow, they go upstream, and then they crawl through the ditches and the pipes, and it's amazing how they get around though.
Well, so, they do. I can remember them finding a gator or a 4 or 5 footer over off of Weeks Island Road in town. You know, by the middle school.
My neighbor had one in her pool, Tony, years ago. Now, they come out of the bayou, cross Main Street. I don't know how he did it, but he got in the swimming pool on Main Street.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And they're looking for food. I mean, that's what they forage for, and they find it. They find it all the time, too. I don't know, Rick, I didn't see any accessible, so I didn't think there was no bait of the day this morning. So want to remind people again, though, about fishing licenses, too, man. Remember, they ended June 30th, and fellas, they went up some, or they'll go up some.
Yeah, next year.
Next year. Yeah. And next year's license, for the people who maybe missed a previous show or two, when you renew your license next year or when you buy a license after June 1st of next year, it's going to be an annual license.
Yep, the day you buy it.
That's right. It's not going to end on June 30th historically like it's done over the for wherever.
Yeah.
And now when you buy your license, it's going to go from that date to the next year.
Don't do like I did, Tony. Like I told you a couple of weeks ago, I got at the landing. I said, oh, man, I had to come all the way back because I didn't have no service the landing I was at. So anyway, like you said, don't forget to get your license.
Oh, that. You can buy it online on your phone if you have an Android or an iPhone. You can buy it. Just leave it on your phone for use, and the agents accept that. And people do that with driver's licenses today.
There's numbers on there because I looked on my license, Tony. I said, well, how in the world? But there's numbers on there, so don't think you can slick the agents because they'll call that number in if they suspect, you know, suspicious, you'll get busted.
Yeah,
so
you can't.
Got to have that license, Tony.
They've been educated, too, in that regard with how to read and use phones and all. So I don't think you can pull a wool over their eyes.
You're right, bro.
Just buy your license, whatever the cost may be. I think it's still around $15 or so, and then next year it goes up to $17, and then you got to buy, if you're fishing in brackish water, you got to have both licenses. Yep. So anyway, it's just one of those things, and the fishing licenses are going up along with other things, too. So it's not going down.
It's still a good deal, though, Tony.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the agents, we got to have our wildlife agents. It's just, you know, you hate to see it go up, but like you said, everything's going up.
Yeah,
so. It's still a heck of a deal.
And they don't get any taxes to supplement their income or revenues. It's all based upon the license and what they do. That's right.
Yes, sir.
You got to remember that. I'm sure they get a certain percentage of the fines and all, too, you know, from court.
Yeah.
But just all the fines you have to pay. Anyway, in the meantime, too, Red Snapper Landing, so the Louisiana Private Recreational Red Snapper Landing estimates through July 11th, and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries released the latest on that L.A. Creole, and near real-time landings data collected indicates that 379,000 pounds, about 45% of Louisiana's 21 annual private recreational allocation of 832,500 pounds have been harvested to date. The private recreational red snapper season, of course, began on May 28th in both state and federal waters, and this season will run weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, including the Mondays of Memorial Day, which is past, and Labor Day weekend, which will end at 5 o'clock, I think, on that Monday, when Labor Day in September. And, of course, the daily bag limit, 2 fish per person, and 16-inch total length, minimum size, until the recreational landings approach Louisiana's allocation. And where we are right now, that's about 2 months, not quite 2 months in, July 11th. So we'd say about 6 weeks, maybe 7 weeks in. So we might not hit the 832,000 pounds, Rick.
Well, they're catching a lot of fish, though. But that's I guess that they just don't stick the number up there, Tony. You know,
yeah, so 379,000 pounds, 45%.
Right.
When we start hitting 50, and they probably hit 50% now because today's the 23rd. We're almost two weeks back.
Right. And you may be right, Tony. With the weather, the way it's been cutting up, they might not catch the quote this year.
But you're right about that. So anyway, that's where we're standing right now with regards to the red snapper landings and all. So if you have an opportunity, you know, you're out there fishing and you want to look at a chance maybe catching a couple of red snapper, good for you. So
I love water, Tony, but that's too big of water for me.
Oh, it's deep water, too.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I just thought this. I was looking up, you know, Caleb is having a pretty good year this year.
He's on a roll.
He really is. So on the Elite Series Angler of the Year, right now, Ricky, he's in seventh place. You know, behind some pretty good fishermen, too. He's got 659 points. The leader has 787. That's through the standings through July 23rd. So, I'm not so sure it's a tournament. I'm not sure he's fishing this weekend or not.
I'm not sure, Tony. I hadn't looked at the schedule.
Yeah, and I'm almost sure he's going to make the cut too for the.
He should. I know they just fished a big tournament up in New York. He did well on that one.
Yeah, he fished two of them, I think,
Champlain.
I think that was one of them. Then it was up around Lake Niagara Falls, somewhere up in there.
Yeah.
There was another big contest. I don't know if it was in Canada. I don't think
clear,
it was.
Clear water.
Oh, it's beautiful water up there. If you ever been up to Buffalo to see Niagara Falls and all, it's something to see. And meantime, guess what, Rick? The granddaddy is back at the Grand Isle in the Tarpon Rodeo, And I didn't realize it, and I started doing a little research into that. And, of course, Grand Isle, all kind of people head down there for, what is it, the second to last or last weekend in July.
Yeah.
And it's the oldest continuous fishing rodeo in the country. And that's, of course, all those people head down there on Louisiana One out to Grand Isle. And it's the oldest competitive fishing event in our country. And back when the founders decided to hold this rodeo, they chose it on the last full weekend in July. There you go. And even though the rodeo runs Thursday through Saturday, this year, July 31st falling on a Saturday, the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo will move its earliest event ever. Begins Thursday, July 22nd. That's yesterday. And through Saturday. So with those dates, it means just a lot of people out there in Grand Isle. And it's a lot to see, and there's a lot of activities out there and all. And a
lot of fishing, Tony.
Ooh, boy, you're not kidding, man. And
You get, you start seeing people. It's like they're fishing a ditch over there. You know, but they catch fish.
Well, they say that's the longest road in the world, longest street in the world.
Isn't that where the road runs into the water?
Yeah.
Am I thinking right or wrong? No?
You can literally mention something and out near Matthews, and by the time you drive down to Grand Isle, the people down there already know about it.
Yeah.
So that's how fast things travel down that highway.
Yeah.
I know in that regard on Highway 1. And, of course, the Grand Isle Rodeo's pavilion is near the Grand Isle Marina, and the rodeo's way station sits between the marina and the pavilion. And new to this year, the Greater Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo are weigh-in hours from noon to 8, Thursday through Friday, and noon to 6 on Saturday. And that's cutting some four morning hours off the weigh stations of the previous years. And there's no fee in the children's division with weigh-in hours from noon to 3 and all day, 3 days. Kids 12 and younger must register in the pavilion. And with those new weigh-in times, it won't capture the early morning weight for the first tarpon hit the scales. Don't know if that happened yesterday or not. And more than not, the first tarpon was at the Maria weigh-in master. So we'll see how that's going to work out. And I know talking to the boat doctor of all things yesterday morning, he was coming back from Grand Isle.
Really? Yeah.
So I'm sure all the traffic was passing him by, you know, driving back up on one.
Yeah.
So with that, so the granddaddy is back, man, and tarpon rodeo fishing, man. And if you ever see what they bring in, boy, it's something to see, Rick, you know, as well as I do that regard. So anyway, some other news on that. I think rodeo tickets are $55. And if you want to find out more details, if you're interested in heading down there, you can go to tarponrodeo.org is the website. And you can figure out what you want to do and look at in regards to the Tarpon Rodeo. But a lot of people go out there just to look and see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big show, like they say.
Yeah. And I saw this article, too, speaking of tarpon. So you want to go tarpon fishing in Florida?
I've seen that.
So if you're ever fishing for tarpon in Florida, make a note of this story. In March of this year, The Florida Wildlife Commission received photographs and video of a large tarpon being held by three individuals on a dock in Key Largo. Of course, that's starting in the Keys.
Okay.
And thanks to tips and information from multiple witnesses, two of the three individuals were identified, and additional photographs were provided showing the men hoisting the tarpon into a truck. Tarpon or premier game fish in Florida are prohibited from harvest unless the angler is in pursuit of world or state record in possession of a tarpon tag.
Okay.
They are rarely ever used as food fish due to poor meat quality
and
the large number of bones. In addition to tarpon, more than 40 inches long, must remain in the water, including their gills at all times.
Okay.
Bond was set, you ready? $75,000 for each of the two subjects.
What?
For Florida's tarpon regs, go to the website myfwc.com/marine, then find out recreational regulations and the tarpon. So,
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that, Tony. You learn something every day.
Deep sea fishing, say, off the coast of Florida.
You can catch them, but you got to leave them in the water.
That's right. Okay, unbelievable.
I got you. Yep.
So it's a $75,000 bond. That's not really.
That's stronger than strong.
Man, you're right about that. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. You're listening to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. We'll come back with the leaders in the CCA tournament through this past weekend right after this.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dawes Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dawes Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man today, at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
A pet carrier. A full tank of gas, a flashlight with extra batteries, hammer, nails, tape, boards, handsaw, matches, a fire extinguisher, water jugs, money and important documents, a battery-powered radio, just a few of the things you'll need to prepare for the next storm. Your safe tomorrow begins today. Visit clinko.com/storm safety to learn more. Clinko, connecting Louisiana's future.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Don't you love living in New Iberia? Elmer and Liz Watkins do. They own Watkins Floor Covering and have been doing business in the Queen City for nearly half a century. If you're in the business for new floors, visit the Watkins, and they will certainly give you the red carpet service treatment. Whether carpet or hard flooring, Shaw Floors is one of their best sellers. Watkins Floor Covering, located at 1319 East Main Street, and I can guarantee when you go visit with Elmer and Liz, they'll be listening to Kane Radio blaring in their store. That's Watkins Floor Covering, right here in New Iberia.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford. The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at Kane1240.com.
Welcome back to Kane's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. And Rick, as you know, each week we give out the CCA leaders. This is the eighth week of the fishing tournament. And to my knowledge, only one tag redfish has been caught.
That's, well,
yeah, it's the first weekend. That's amazing. Yeah. You know, we go, you think with the 100 fish they put out there, granted, you know, they scatter all over the place in the four divisions they have.
Right.
Yeah, what is it? East, Southeast, Southwest, and West.
Yeah.
And the first weekend, I mean, the last few years, the first weekend they catch one, and then there's a drought.
You know they don't put them all in one spot.
No.
I wouldn't think they would, you know.
Even dropping the 25 is what I get you, what you're saying.
That's about,
yeah. They might drive five in one area, five in another area in those divisions, you know, those areas.
Yeah.
Of 25, so five different areas. And,
well, that's amazing, like you said, and only one fish, and the first week at that.
That's amazing. Yeah. It really is.
Against the odds, it really is.
Yeah, and, of course, it's Kenneth Nash who caught it and waded out the Venice Marina out in that area. And like we've talked about a few times, that the first one a few years ago, I think it was, 3 years ago maybe, was caught out there at the Dry Reef, man.
That's right, yeah.
And a guy caught him a tag redfish and won himself a truck. So Chevrolet Silverado, $45,000-$50,000 truck, I'm sure.
Yeah. Not a bad deal.
Oh, no.
For how much? How much was the ticket?
$35.
$35.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't tell you. They go hand you a 1099.
Oh, yeah.
That's income, so to speak.
That's right.
And you got to pay the taxes on that dollar.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truck. Anyway, plus the taxes on the tax and plate and all on the truck. So it'll cost you a little money, but it's a great bargain. It's like getting a $55,000 truck maybe for about 10 grand is
there
what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the meantime, in the flounder division, the winner receives a 16-foot well-built with a 40-horsepower Mercury. Royden Lynch has got that with a flounder, 3.68 pounds in Cypress Cove. In the lemonfish, Thomas Enquist, he's holding on at 60 pounds at Bridgeside Marina. Red Snapper, Bruce Pennison, 27 pounds at Port Fourchon Marina. And the Dolphin Dorado, Julie Hebert, 18.7 pounds at Cypress Cove, another one. Out in that area, in the kayak in the Southwest, we hadn't had anybody catch any fish or that's registered in the CCA tournament. They might be catching fish out there, but they haven't reported it.
In the Southwest, Tony, that's
We're from probably not quite little west of Morgan City, all the way to Intercoastal City.
See, I'm amazed that that somebody hasn't entered
in a kayak.
We're in a kayak.
Yeah. You got to enter. You know, you got to pay a $35 fee and enter and register and all that.
Yeah. That's becoming big time, Tony.
I
got my Bassmasters magazine, and they're talking about even starting up a kayak, you know, club or whatever, or for the bass fishing. Yeah,
Like the bass
tournament
elite.
Series. Yeah,
with Caleb's involved,
and they probably will, you know, sooner or later, because they got a lot of kayak fishermen out there.
Oh yeah, you better believe that. Anyway, in the youth division, speckled trout, flounder, you got to catch. The winners receive a 14-foot well built. 15 horsepower Mercury. Academy pays for the membership. All you got to do is register.
Yep.
And we're still holding at 14. At one time, we didn't have anything right there.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, meantime, in the CCA leaders, week eight, speckled trout, Foster Searcy is 3.82 pounds. He docked at, or I should say, weighed at Dago's. Pierce Buffy, 3.55 at Gulfway. And then Ozzie Blaze has hit the board. He's one of the new ones this week. Ossie Blaze had a 3.44 spec. He also weighed in at Dago's. And Carrick Buffy is the fourth place. And basically, while I mentioned out four spots, that first place wins a 21-foot Nordic Star with 150 horsepower. The next three heaviest fish, one per each division. Well, three in our division, gets a 19.5-foot Nordic Bay, 115 Mercury four-stroke. And each division, second place wins $5,000 tackle package, and each third place is $2,500 tackle package. So a lot of money involved there, Rick.
Yep, a lot of prizes.
Mangrove, Blake Barb, he saw that that spot there for a while with the Mangrove Snapper at 12.48 pounds in the Calcasieu Cow Cutter. And the winners will receive a $500 Academy Sports and Outdoor gift card. Winner is based on the heaviest speckled trout that is kept alive and weighed in at one of the eligible weigh stations and is released alive. And right now, Michael Fesco, 5.94 spec. That's a big speck.
That's a good spec.
Over there in Hackberry Fishing Camp. And meanwhile, from the bank fishing, the heaviest speckled trout wins a 16-foot well-built 40-horsepower Mercury 4-stroke is John Luto, and he's got a 5.58 spec that he weighed in at Gale's Bait Shop. So pretty impressive
yep,
there.
Yep, five and a half, yep.
You're right about that. So pretty nice spec in that regard. That's the biggest spec on the board, too, in the state. No, I'll take that back. Michael Fesco, who weighed in that spec and kept it alive and returned it alive. That's the kicker mm-hmm. in that regard. Also, another rodeo set yeah. for the Labor Day weekend as the KC's their 61st annual saltwater fishing rodeo is set to be held on Labor Day weekend, and the rodeo chairman Brian Booty announced recently there would be a KC saltwater fishing rodeo September 4th to the 6th out at Sipmore Point, and because the popular holiday weekend event was canceled for the virus last season. Or last summer, I should say.
Right.
The Knights of Columbus Council, 3425 members, voted against hosting that rodeo last year, which surprised a few people anyway. But the KCs meet every second Monday of the month, and they had several fishing rodeo meetings and decided to divert from the two-day format that was implemented a few years ago and return to the three-day format, which is Saturday, Sunday, and the Labor Day Monday. There also will be only an inside division to go along with the kids' division this year. Cash prizes will be awarded first through third place finishes in each category of the inside division, and kids' division winners will receive trophies. Booty's been a KC member for 13 years, took on the role as a fishing rodeo chairman last year. Of course, there was no rodeo, and he's ready to usher in a fishing rodeo to resume the tradition after the church organization gave it's okay, and we look forward to getting out there with the guys who supported us at Booty. So, you know, and always a great event out there for the last basically big rodeo of the summer, Rick.
Yep, oh yeah.
And I know I've been out there for some of them and, over the years. And, you know, one thing I don't see anymore, and I don't know if even the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo has it, but the scuba division. Where these guys are down yeah. there scuba with bows and arrows.
Yeah.
And I remember them bringing up these big groupers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, three and four and five. I mean, a grouper that suck you up, a diver up, and spit you out.
That's right.
But a big fish. I mean, these fish weighed 400 and 500 pounds.
Yeah, I don't want to fool with that.
Oh, yeah, just a big fish. So, yeah. In the meantime, good luck to the KCs and hope their rodeo does well. I know still hearing the word that the Iberia Rod and Gun Club rodeo was really well received this year, and they were pretty pleased
right.
considering everything last year with the COVID and all. They held their rodeo,
yep.
but with limited participation, but this year they were quite pleased.
Right. Hopefully they'll get some good weather, Tony.
Yeah, that's the key, and hopefully Mother Nature cooperates, you know, with the storms too, Rick. That's always a big issue here in this area. And I'm sure I can't recall storms maybe delaying or canceling any of them. And the big point during the hurricane season is late August and early September.
Yes, sir.
And that's what they're going to have to sweat out.
Yep.
Anyway, as you know, we're a fishing and hunting show, Rick, and the hunting rules and regulation season schedules for 21 and 22 are now available on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website.
Okay.
And it's released the regulation, the pamphlet online. You can go there to look up the upcoming season regulations or visit the website. The pamphlet contains hunting rules, regulations, season dates, and including in the hunting information on the wildlife fisheries, wildlife management areas, and also the Louisiana federal lands. Printed copies of the pamphlets will be available in August at the Louisiana Department of Wildlife Fishery offices throughout the state, and at vendors where hunting and fishing licenses are sold. And this season's regulation pamphlet also has season schedules for the state's 10 deer hunting areas and major changes I'm going to go through in a moment.
All right.
And for the hunting for the 21-22 hunting season. Some of the major changes I thought maybe I'd announce are major changes for the 21-22 hunting regulations are change in that users must report and validate deer harvested during the wildlife management areas managed hunt. So you can find that on page 18 in the pamphlet or in the website, I guess you should say.
Yep.
And change in sex identification requirement for harvested deer that have been validated. That's on page 20. Moving St. Tammany and Washington parishes from Turkey Area B to Turkey Area A. That's on page 26. The new waterfowl and goose hunting zones can be found on page 30 in the pamphlet. Defining a trolling motor for wildlife management areas, limited access areas can be found on page 45. Allow the use of tracks on ATV and UTVs on wildlife management areas, page 45.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the youth deer hunt from lottery to open hunt on the Atchafalaya Delta wildlife management area on page 48. And the addition of woodcock season and elbow slow wildlife management area can be found on page 52. So just some of the changes, nothing really major. And like we even stated over the last couple of weeks, the fishing license has changed a lot with the cost, but the hunting license has pretty much remained the same.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
That's some adjustments, but it wasn't really the doubling some of the fishing licenses that we saw too, Rick.
Right. Yes, sir.
Anyway, elsewhere, the Delta Lottery is set for August 12th. The lottery application's deadline for houseboat mooring sites on the Atchafalaya Delta Wildlife Management Area for the upcoming season. And some mooring and all, so that changes. Want to remind folks the permits will be valid from September 1st to March 16th. So if you have a chance for some mooring, the fee for a two piling permit is $300 and $500 for two or more pilings. Applications, you go to the website or you can request an application by going to the website at the Louisiana Department of Wildlife Fisheries or an email from the same site or the name of the person coordinating the applications. You can find all that on those various websites.
Okay.
Anyway, Rick, we're going to take our second break this morning. You're listening to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. We'll be back with just a tad more before the 8 o'clock news when Lee Kay comes in. In the meantime, stay tuned. We got more to talk about the Fishing and Hunting Show right after this.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico. The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us tonight. It's the Swampland Revival Band, Saturday, the 80s Experience, and Sunday, it's Tommy G and Freddie. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8, and on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Don't you love living in New Iberia? Elmer and Liz Watkins do. They own Watkins Floor Covering and have been doing business in the Queen City for nearly half a century. If you're in the business for new floors, visit the Watkins, and they will certainly give you the red carpet service treatment. Whether carpet or hard flooring, Shaw Floors is one of their best sellers. Watkins Floor Covering, located at 1319 East Main Street, and I can guarantee when you go visit with Elmer and Liz, they'll be listening to Kane Radio blaring in their store. That's Watkins Floor Covering, right here in New Iberia.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dawes Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dawes Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. And Rick, you know as well as I do, a lot of these drawdowns with the basin being as high as it is and the water in the cove, in the trash pile, in those places, until that water can come down to what would you say, even 5-6 feet?
Yeah. Now, Tony, with that drawdown in Henderson, the fishing's going to be great, okay? But please be careful, because as it draws down, there's a lot of stuff. With less water, you're going to have more structures to run into, like stumps and logs and, you know. But the fishing will get good in Henderson.
You took the words out of my mouth, Ricky. You're right. When the drawdowns happen, man, you should be surprised the things that are going to show up you didn't see before.
That's right. But the fishing, will be good. Bijou. There's a bunch of drop-offs that it's like a big flat that runs into Bijou. If I was going to fish that, Tony, I'd go over there with like a crawfish color crankbait, like a 4-8 diver, and man, you can wear the fish out. And the sockeye is going to be good too. Black and chartreuse, blue and white jig, that'll be good. Fish it about, because it's starting to get warm now. I mean, we've been lucky. I heard Jeff talking the other day, we haven't had a lot of heat, you know, this year.
That's right.
But, you know, it's going to start probably warming up, so I'd probably fish 2 to 4 foot deep. But Henderson's going to turn on, and there'll be a lot of fish caught.
Not only a lot of fish caught, too, Rick, but I wonder how bad the motorboats and the jet skis and all that's going to, you know, come into place, you know, as well as I do.
I know. I wouldn't be riding no jet ski, Not in there. Not when they're drawing that lake down. They're talking about dropping it, I think I seen an article, 4 to 6 inches a day. So
that's a lot.
It's going to come down quick. Yeah.
That is cool. I mean, pardon my ignorance, but where the locks, they got locks somewhere up in.
They draw it down. Yeah.
But that 4 to 6 inches a day.
Yeah.
When
they open them locks.
Movement. That's movement. It's quicker than your bathtub.
Yeah. Henderson, I call it Henderson Lake. I mean, it is the swamp.
Sure.
Part of the basin. Well, it's on the opposite side. But anyway. It's actually just a big old swamp lake, Tony. So when they start drawing it down, it's going to come down quick.
Yeah, and like you said, the fishing's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to get good. Yes, sir.
And hopefully with the drawdown, it'd take maybe a few weeks, and we'll see maybe the cove and the bay and the trash pile and those areas start to clean up a little bit.
Well, once that basin starts dropping back down, Tony, I don't know, I didn't see the long range forecast, but I know it's supposed to go up. It's like 10.5, close to 11 now. It's projected to go up to like 12.5, and then hopefully she'll start dropping back down. And when it gets down around 8 or 9 feet, I mean, the basin's going to be good again, hopefully, you know.
Yeah, and same thing with the salt water. Hopefully, with everything coming down,
start clearing out that water,
and with the tides and everything else, where that water can move, and hopefully the speck fishing and all will get a little bit better, and all the fishing a little bit better out there in the bay.
Yep.
And when the water cleans up a little bit, but right now you got to find a clean spot. Yep. You know,
find some clear water. You're right.
And Clay said he's had some success in that regard when he finds clear water. So
right. And then the tide moves a lot of water too, Tony.
Yeah, it does. You know,
depends on where you're fishing at. Yep.
That it does. So we'll see how that's all going to play out, Rick, in the meantime. So hopefully it'll get a little bit better, and then I think, correct me if I'm wrong, y'all got hog fights this next week.
Yeah, should be Wednesday.
With regards Wednesday, has the spot been picked out yet where y'all
No, Mike didn't tell me where this one's on. He's probably listening. He'll text me on my phone. And it's probably, if I had to say, it's either going to be Benoit or Miette Point.
Okay. Yep, have y'all gone to Miette Point this year yet?
Yeah, I think they went one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know y'all try to keep it around in different areas where hopefully
the
fishing is pretty good in those areas.
Well, now I'm going to tell you, let me back up, Tony. With the basin rising, he may go back to the lake. I just thought about that. Yeah.
Okay.
With the basin rising, he'll probably go to the lake.
Well, and y'all been to the lake Marshfield, huh?
Oh, yeah, they fished the lake a lot this year.
So it's going to be coming. Of course,
you got
the big tarpon rodeo. Mm-hmm. They cranked it up. I was thinking the last weekend of the month, but it's basically they moved it up because the 31st is on a Saturday. So they're out there at Grand Isle, and as the boat doctor told me, he was living in Grand Isle. The car's heading down there, just streaming on through. So yesterday morning, so
be a lot of folks.
Grand Isle might be the largest city in Southwest Louisiana.
You're right, Tony. It's a big,
after they get through all of that,
big rodeo.
I know. I've been down there those times, and it's a lot of fun. And meet a lot of people from all over too. It's a lot of good festivities and all, Rick. And in the meantime, elsewhere, Rick, you know, the tides for this weekend, today, Friday, the 23rd of July, the sun rose in southwest past Vermilion Bay at 6:22 a.m., and sunset will be at 8:05 p.m. In the high and low tide chart, we can see that the high tide was at 5:51 this morning. The low tide will be at 10 o'clock tonight. And then hopefully tomorrow, Saturday, the 24th, the sun's going to rise at southwest past Vermilion Bay at 6:23. The sunset will be at 8:05 in the high and low tide chart. We can see that the first high tide will be at 6:35 in the morning, that's Saturday morning, and the next high tide will be at 2:09 in the afternoon, that's Saturday afternoon. In the first low tide, it will be at 11:20 Saturday morning, the next low tide at 10:50 that night. Sunday, the 25th of July, the sun's going to rise in southwest past Vermilion Bay at 6:24. Sunset will be at 8:04. In the high and low tide chart, we can see that the first high tide will be at 7:15 a.m., and the next high tide will be at 3:16 p.m., and the first low tide will be at 11:56 a.m., and the following low tide will be at 11:38 p.m. The average water temperature in southwest past Vermilion Bay is at 84 degrees.
84. Right? I thought it'd been a little cooler than that with all the rain.
Me too,
but,
but you know, the sun still beats down on that area up there. And also, we'll see how that's all going to come into play in the meantime. So, elsewhere, Rick, anything else on the old agenda there?
No, just maybe this weather will clear up, Tony, and if the basin will start back dropping down, get back on some fish, you know. It's just going to take a while for that water to get right.
Yeah, you're right, Rick. And it's just, you know, with all the rain we were having, I think more people are interested in when can they get their grass cut.
Man, that's another
you know
thing.
What
you're
I
right.
Mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're scrambling every day, and the sun comes up for a little while in the mornings, and then those showers start.
I know.
And just the turfs and the yards, man, are just full of rain.
Tony, I cut 7 yards yesterday. When I tell you, I put my machine up at the house, it poured down. So
yeah,
I'm ahead of the game. I'm just trying to stay ahead of the game. But it's tough, man.
Because if you listen, you can hear that grass grow.
Oh, man. I mean, especially like right now, yeah. It rained yesterday, and then with the sunshine out right now, you're right. You can watch it grow.
Oh, it is. It is. I want to remind folks, too, about the CCA Sugar Chapter banquet to be held on August the 9th at the K Community Center. And, of course, the KC's Fishing Rodeo, I'm sure you can look them up on a website and look that up for the Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Check again for the rules and regulations, season schedules. That's available on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife website. So, the mooring applications, folks, check that out. And the granddaddy of fishing rodeos back in Key and all. So
back in swing.
It's all up there for us to see and all. So the CCA tournament next week. So, again, Rick, you know how we just mesmerize that one tag redfish out of 100 drops.
One fish, yeah.
You know, and like I said, I did research previous years. The most I could ever find was a few years back, maybe 2012, 2011, where I think they caught four or five tag redfish that year.
Okay.
Now, I've heard of people catching a tag redfish that was a year or two or three old, but that doesn't qualify.
No.
You know, and people you see pulling in that fish, and they got a tag on it, and you go, call him one of the fish. And lo and behold, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a tag redfish from a few years ago.
Yeah.
That's right. Because they put the dates on those fish.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm sure they grow some, too.
Yep.
In the meantime, stay tuned. Lee Kay's going to be with us in the meantime with his Breakfast Club in the next few minutes and all. So,
yep.
With that, we'll be here next Friday, Rick. But as always, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these people.
Thanks for our sponsors, Tony. You're right. Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Doors Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, The Quarter Tavern, and Clico.
And our motto is always,
kids at Hunting Fish, don't steal and deal.
Hey, remember, Kane Radio has the Mass live here every Sunday on Kane Radio FM 107.5 and AM 1240 from 7:30 a.m. to the end of the service. And, you know, stay tuned next Monday. Coach is out today with a little business. And stay tuned for next Monday for Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Of course, Coach show not here today. Of course, we had the hunting and fishing show on for an extra few minutes and all. So in the meantime, be with us. And elsewhere, want to wish you a safe weekend. Hopefully you're able to get that grass cut. And hopefully we have some sunshine here in New Iberia. So with that, we're going to go ahead and say we'll be here next week. Talk to you later.